few livestock and some grain.
Any special place in the barn for the grain?
Yes, we have grain bins.
What grain would be in there usually?
Well, oats and maize is about all we have in there anymore than we're doing. We used to raise a lot of corn, but we don't raise anymore.
Did you keep your corn in the barn?
Yes, we.
Any special place?
Yeah, we had a corn bin and.
Crib.
Crib, yeah, it was called a crib.
Was that inside the barn?
The crib, at that time, were mostly log crib, built of log. We called them cribs, and later we called them corn bins, and they have to build inside the barn. The corn bin and the oat bin would be called separate, because the corn bin had more airspace through it, didn't have to be built so good.
What did you call the upper part of your barn?
Well, we call it a hayloft. We have a hayloft.
And that's where the hay is kept?
Yeah, above the grain.
Is it loose or is it baled?
Baled.
Is that ever kept any other place?
Yes, we have a hay shed now built out. From the ground, it's much easier to put in, stored away, than it would be up in the loft.
Is this by the barn, the hay shed?
No, we scatter them out to get away from insurance.
And these are what? Open on one side?
All the way around. They're open all the way around.
And the metal
open
roof?
Open shed, metal roof.
And are they square or?
No, I believe they're 20 by 40. One of them in 24 by?
24
and 42. We have three. We scattered them out around.
Well, that's a good sized building. Before you had the hay sheds, did you ever put your hay any place?
Yeah, we stacked it out and covered it with loose hay. But
that was round or loaf shaped or?
Well, the roof was. We tapered it off, you know, to turn the water. That's all the way we knew to put it up. We didn't had more than we put in a loft in the barn. We'd stack it out all the way.
And when you got this hay ready for the stack, how did you get it ready? Cut it, of course, and then you raked it. Did you rake it into piles, or this would be the very early days, I guess?
Well, we have, before balers come in, we have stacked it out loose before. I can remember helping a little in that, and later we get what we call a foot feed baler, two stroke. Tromp it in there with your feet.
Yeah, maybe lose a leg.
That's right. Then come the power baler was a little faster than the pickup baler. Automatic tire. Used to be 10, 12 of us. Bale A where one does the same work now. Bale them all.
And easier.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness for machinery. Huh? Before you got your balers, was hay ever put up in small stacks out in the field before it was taken to the big stack?
Not so much in this country. They put it in a, what we call, they'd rake it in a windrow, then they'd rake it in piles and pitchfork it up and haul it to the stack, what they call shock it. They'd call shock it, windrow it and shock it.
And that was the pile, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you keep your cows?
Well, they're just out in the pasture.
Is there any shelter out there for them?
No.
Is there a place near the barn where you can bring them if you want them to be enclosed?
Milk cows, couldn't house very many.
And what would you call that place?